Hello Pisces, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, February the 25th and the whole week ahead. Now this is all about you. I mean, I'm telling you now, Pisces, pin back your luggles, your ears. Mercury today moves into your sign and we know the sun's already there. Think. Use your brain, use your mind, use everything you've got, because now you're going to have to come up with huge decisions. So start thinking and tune in to me tomorrow. And here's your Sunday stars, but it's here. The huge solar eclipse in your sign. Read all about it in my book, You Can Change Your Life. It's about you. The changes over the next 6 months can be tumultuous. They can be so good for you. But remember, eclipses eclipse the past. And if there are any hang-ups in your life, if you're screwed up in any way, then first of all, you've got to get rid of all of that. And then you can glory and bask in the solar eclipse, which will be so good for you. And here's your Monday stars. The ability to make a lot of money and to bring positive change into your life is enormous. The solar eclipse that is currently working its magic in your sign and will for the next 6 months tells me to tell you that you have a lot to give. And with the gifts that you have inside, you can really make the changes you need to change. You've got a lot going for you now. But remember, it's in you, and you need to bring out your gifts and potential now. And here's your Tuesday stars. Have a think. Sit back. Remember what I said at the very beginning of the week with Mercury in your sign? That it's time for thinking and using your brain power, and that's precisely what you should do. Pull back. Hold on and think about where you're going in life. There's so many good things now, but very often we need to take a break from the rat race. And that's what I'm urging you to do today, is to sit back and think about your next move. And here's your Wednesday stars. There's a lot going on in the sign of Aries, so we're talking about cash and money and finances. It would be good to get things straight in your head. I mean, what is your current situation financially? Do you need to make amends? Do you need to reorganize or restructure? Do you need to do things to get yourself on a firmer footing? You positively do. And maybe you now need to build on new foundations for financial greatness to come. Here's your Thursday stars. With the Sun conjunct Neptune in your sign, how lovely is this? It's romantic, it's full of fantasy and full of the most beautiful things, and that includes you. And I want you now to go through the mother of all makeovers, because over the next 6 months, the changes that are going to engulf you will be tumultuous and can be very much for the good. But you know what? In many ways, it all starts with the way you look, the way you appear, and the way you present yourself. And here's your Friday stars. Jupiter's opposition to Uranus is very powerful and good for you now. But you know what? The important thing is for you to look and see what you're missing in life. There's a lot of things out there that you may have neglected or not taken when they've been presented to you. This is all about opportunity. And I'm not saying to rush into things that are new and exciting and good, but I am saying that there's some really good things now for you to do. Just have the pluck and adventure to go for something different. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.